Okay, today's daf is, actually tomorrow's daf, is Becharis Daf Nun Gimel. We have a special night version on the 11th day of Teves, as we have a sheer trip to Vasikin at the Kotel tomorrow morning. Bez Hashem, everybody who's out there in Chutz Laaretz, come join us. Be able to come to the Vasikin at the Kotel. But Baruch Hashem, we get to discuss Inyanim of Karbanos, very close to Yerushalayim. So we start the last perek of Maseches Bechoros as we get into the home stretch. A new topic. New topic in the Masechta, as we have mentioned, the first perek, just to review, was the first perek is about Pidyon Petach Hamar. Second, third, fourth, fifth, the next couple are about Bechor Behemet Tahora, and then we have the prakim about the Bali Mumin, and then we have the perek about Pidyon Aben, that was perek number 8, and now we have perek number 9 about Meiser Behema. Why is this here? Why is this here? So you can only ask that question if you have a better place to put it. Right? Like, yes, oh, yeah, why does the Rambam put these halachas here? So you have to ask, where should it be? If there's no better place, then you put it there. Like, for example, like why many discuss all the halachas of Yoredei Chela Gimel. Yoredei Chela Gimel has a potpourri of so many different halachas. Tztaka and Mila and Avadim and Geirus and Talmud Torah and Melamdim and Nidarim. You know, all these, so yeah, oh, what's it doing here? Yoredei Chela Gimel, give me a better place to put it. If you have a better place to put it, then you can ask why it shouldn't be at the start. But it could be that at the end, where else are you going to put all these miscellaneous type of halachas? So that's one. Or some ask, why is Hilchas Mila in Sefer Ahava of the Rambam? So again, you might say, oh, it's a special connection. Where else should it be? Right? So you have to know. So here too, but the Rishonim here are bothered. Why is it here? So where else could Meiser Behema be? All the halachas? I don't know. It could be in Chulin. It's all about halachas of at the end we have Zerolachayim and Keva and other Matnas Kahuna. Right? Maybe it could be in Zvachim. Talk about all about other Karbanos. So Tosfos says, first Tosfos in the Perek, Bechol Makom Ragil Lahazkir Bechoru Meiser Pesach Sheshavi B'matano Seyen. They always have, those three always go together. The Mishnah in Ezel Makoman, in the fifth parak in Zvachim, right, they all go together. So that's why you always put them together. L'hachi tana Meiser Agav Bechor. That's why Meiser is put Agav Bechor. And then he says, U'Pesach d'nefishi mile tana b'psachim. Pesach should also be here, but you know what? There's so many halachas occur in Pesach, so that's why it has its own Mesechta in Psachim. If you read Psachim, somebody starts learning Mesechta Psachim, as we remember a couple of years ago, a number of years ago, you're like, oh, Psachim, I'm going to learn all about Pesach. It's only first and last parak. That's it. The rest of Psachim is all carbon Pesach. Okay, a little by Rabbi Yamatze, here and there. But a lot of it is actually the first couple of parakim, but a lot of it, the majority, is carbon Pesach. So because there are so many halachas, that's why it's put separately. But Meiser is put here because it goes along with Bechor. If you look in the Tosfos Chadashim on Mishnayos, Tosfos Chadashim on Mishnayos, one of the Mefarshim on the side of Yochanan Boaz, they quote this Tosfos. Tosfos Yadav actually quotes Tosfos, and they say something similar. Veli Nireh, because we're going to see in the Gemara and even in the third Mishnah in the Perek, not only are they grouped together, but you'll learn a lot of halachas one from the other, Bechor and Meiser. So if you learn a lot of halachas one from the other, that's why it has an affinity, and that's why it is put here. Veli Nireh, mishum dekama dinim haneemarim bebechor shadina na Meiser kedeisa be Mishnah Gimel, the Yitzchak Lemisni Shlo Tita Fechulu. So it says another reason why it is put here. If you remember, we've already read when we started the discussion, I think a couple of prakim ago, the unusual line that the Rambam has. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Bechoros. I don't know of any other halachas that he has this. I didn't look through every one. But the Rambam, after he writes his koteret, he always has the koteret, the title of the list of the mitzvahs, then he goes into the halachas. But here he has an extra sentence. After he quotes the five mitzvos that Hilchas Bechoros is going to talk about, to be mafresh Bechoros, not to eat the Bechor Tam outside of Yerushalayim, not to be poter the Bechor, to be mafresh Meiser Behema, and not to redeem Meiser Behema, the Rambam says, V'kalalti gives an explanation. V'kalalti ha-Meiser ha-Bechor, I put Meiser with Bechor, l'fi, he might have said, because Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did it too. No, but he says his own reason. Why did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi do it? L'fi, she-Meiser shnehem echad. The avoda of both are the same. Va'kasiv klalo imo. And the pasuk put it together, shenemar, as damam tizrok. Their blood. So it puts it together. Kach lamdu mipi ha-shmua, shezed dam meiser v'dam bechor. So you learn from that pasuk, damam, plural, is referring to both. And that's why it says the Rambam, I put bechor and meiser together as well. So the Torah put it together, and Rav Yehuda HaNasi put it together, and the Rambam put it together. And that's why we put it together and we have it here. Another place it might have been is in Mysras. Might have put it in Zeraim. That's another place you could have put it. You have Shumas and Mysras there, so you put just like Kilayim. Where is Kilai Behema discussed? At the end of Kilayim. Right? Most of Kilayim is about plants, but you have Kilai Behema stuck in there and Kilai Begadim, because that's it's connected. So you might have put this in Mysr. It could have been another option, but the Torah puts it, and Rabbi Nasi puts it here. So we have the mitzvah Mysr Behema. Says the Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Samach. Mitzvah is Meiser Behema Tahora B'Kol Shana. It's a mitzvah to give Meiser of kosher animals B'Kol Shana. La'aser, right, as an introduction to the parak. La'aser Kol HaBehemos Tahoros Shein Bakar Batzon Ve'izim. Cattle, sheep, and goats. Hanolados Ba'adarenu B'Kol Shana V'Shana. That are born in our herds every year. U'lahavia Meiser L'Yushalayim. Right, and it can't be year to year. Every year you take it. This is Shabbos' daf. That we're not going to get to today, but it has to be, you can't take animals from one year on another year. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. After the chelev and the chelev is burned, the dam is sprinkled. After that, so then one is allowed to eat it. Case in Masrim, you put it through the fence, and you open up a little door, two can't go out at once, and what we do is, as we'll see in the Gemara, Bezrat Hashem, they used to put the mothers of the, how do you get all these sheep through the fence? The sheep are going to want to go through the fence? So you put the mothers of the sheep on the other side of the fence, so that they want to go there, and they all go one by one. That's also how you know that you can't have an orphan animal, the yasom. So says the umamid by mozim mi bachutz vehin goes kadesh yishbu atlam kulam v'yetsu min hadir lekrasam me'atzman v'lo mikoach acher. Okay, and you count them 1, 2, 3, and when it gets to 10, you mark it with some red paint, and that is meiser. We always mention, but it's meiser behemah, so we have to mention it now. The opening parak, Rav Palm's beautiful thought that he writes in it's printed in the English Rav Palm al Torah in Parshas B'chukosai. Right, it's a Chazak connection, I guess, for Vayechi this week. So Rav Palm says, why do we do it that way? Because first a halachic reason to add on to Rav Palm, because the mitzvah isn't to give 10% of the animals. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to give the tenth, not 10%. So the question is then, so why is that the mitzvah? By Meiser Tevua, the mitzvah is to give 10%, not the tenth. You don't count from the corner of your field. They are the tenth grain. No, it's 10%, but here is the tenth. So Rav Palm gives a mashal and a message, because it's very hard for people to give up 10%. So you're going to give 10%, ultimately, but it's really the tenth. So Rav Palm says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you count. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 9 for me, 1 for Hashem. And it's not even for Hashem. I get to eat it in Yerushalayim. But it's that's what the message of Meiser Behema, why it is done in that way. Okay, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What's the shorish behind the mitzvah? Says the Chinuch. Shakel Baruch Hu Bachar Ba'am Yisrael V'chafetz Laman Tzidko Liot Kulam Oskei Torato. V'yodei Shema Hashem wants us to be Osek B'Torah V'mitzvos. U'b'chach Maso Mashacham B'mitzvah Zu Laman Yilmudu Yichu Musar. Why? How is this going to teach us? Ki Yodea Elokim Sherov B'nei Adam Nimshachim Achar HaChomer HaPachos. Many of us are pulled after the physical. Bishagamu basar. V'lo yitnu nafsham ba'amal ha-taroh ba'eskat tamid. We won't always be involved in the proper pursuits, as we spoke about yesterday from the Abarbanel, right? What we have to be involved in the Parshas here. Al-kein savav bisvunaso, Hashem orchestrated with His infinite wisdom. V'natan lohem makom she'idu akol devrei torato akol panim. He created a place where it shines forth the Chachmas Hashem, Yerushalayim, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, V'lachein, and that is why every so often HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces us to go to Yerushalayim. So first of all, 3 times a year, to be inspired, to see the Kohanim and the Levim. V'lachein, V'ha'alos Kalish Meiser, Kal Bakar V'atzon Shalosh Shana V'shana, that's why every year when we have to bring our Meiser Behema, B'mekom She'esek HaChachma V'atorah Sham, where you see the Sanhedrin, V'hi Yerushalayim, and that's what Yerushalayim is, where the Sanhedrin is, U'chmochin Na'aleh L'sham Meiser Tfuaseinu Ba'ar B'shnei HaShemitah, you have to bring Meiser Sheni, all these mitzvahs that have to be Yerushalayim, Netar Ravai, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Behema, it's all going to keep us getting to Yerushalayim over and over again, and through that we will learn from the leaders of our generation. Then he quotes, you don't have to bring your whole families that time, that's only Aliyah LeRegel, but that is part of the mitzvah of Maisa Behema, to keep us connected to Yerushalayim. So, says the Gemara, the Mishnah now, with that introduction, we get into the Perek in Shas, dealing with Maisa Behema and all of the halachos. So Maisa Behema, Noeg, Ba'aretz, Ubechutz La'aretz. We'll see more about this in the Gemara, but the Mishnah says Ma'aser Behem is knowing in Chutz La'aretz as well. Bifnei Habayis, v'shelo bifnei Habayis, whether there is a Beis HaMikdash or not. Right, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're not being makriv, the carbon Ma'aser. By the way, I didn't mention, we'll get to it on a Rashi soon, but nowhere does the Chinuch say that you have to give the Ma'aser to the Kohen. Rov Rishonim assume that Ma'aser Behema is not a Matana LeKohen, but rather it's a carbon that I have to, it's like my own Shlomim. My own shalom is, I go to Yerushalayim and I get to eat it. The Bailam gets to eat it. Not like Bechor. Bechor goes to the Kohen. Even if it's a bar Bechor Balmum, it's Mamono Shel Kohen. But Meiser is Shel Yisrael. We'll see, there is a minority opinion that says it goes to the Kohen. We mentioned the Nitziv at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, and the Hamak Davar notes this, based on a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. But Pashtus is, Rov Rishonim assume, that it belongs to a Yisrael. It's not on the list of Manas Kahuna. So, it's a bar, it's a chutz laretz. Bifnei abayis, v'shalom bifnei abayis, even without a base of mikdash. Bechulin, avol b'mukdashim. Only by chulin and not by mukdashim. We'll get to that in the Gemara also. V'noi b'bakar uvatzon, and it's knowing by bakar and son, cattle and sheep. No, by birds. Somebody has lots of birds, so there's no meiser behema by birds. V'ein misasrin mizeh alzeh, and they cannot be misaser one on the other. You can't put... Take a bakar for tzon, or vice versa. Bakvasim uba'izim, it's noig by sheep and goats, umisasu mizelze. That is considered one min in order to be maser one on the other. Bachadosh ubayashan, veinam misasu mizelze. This year's animals and last year's animals, and they're not maaser. Right, you can't put them into the same pen. Shahaya badin, because I might have said a kavachomer. Uma im hachadosh v'hayashon. She'enam kilayim zeh bazeh. Enam misasur mizel zeh. Chadosh and yashon. Last year's animals and this year's animals. That are not kilayim with each other. And yet, they cannot be ma'aser with each other. Even though they're kind of connected, you can't mix them. Kvasim ve'izim, shem kelayim zebazeh, eno din shelo yu ma'aser mizel zeh. By kvasim and izim, surely you should say, they're not ma'aser on each other. Tamalomar vatzon. That's why you say vatzon, mashma, kol, son, echad. You need the pasuk to tell me that it is kol, son, echad, all sheep are one, and kvasim and izim are all viewed as one. Good, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Lema Mastisun Delok Rabbi Akiva. Let's assume, it seems like our mission is against Rabbi Akiva. Why? What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Titania. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yachol Yale Adam Meiser Behema Bechutz La'aretz V'yakri Venu. Rabbi Akiva says, you might think that Meiser Behema applies in Chutz La'aretz too. And you bring it up to Yerushalayim and your makrivit. Tamalomer, v'havesim shama, oloseichem, v'zivcheichem, v'eis masroseichem. You have to bring there your olos, your karbanos, and your maisros. Right? Plural. What are we talking about? B'shtei maisros achazim adaber. We're talking about two maisros. Echad maiser behema, echad maiser dagon. They're both there from the same pasuk. Maiser behema of animals, maiser dagon of grain. So we compare the two. Mimakom sha'atamala maiser dagon, atamala maiser behema. From the same place that you bring up maiser dagon, meaning Eretz Yisrael, so you bring up maiser behema. Mimakom sha'atamala maiser dagon, yatamala maiser behema. Says Rabbi Akiva Shita. You don't bring maiser behema from Chutz La'aretz. So he's against, isn't he against our Mishnah? Pashus. Answer. I feel the same Rabbi Akiva. No, Rabbi Akiva could agree with our Mishnah. Kan li karev, kan li kadesh. What are we talking about? You have to bring Meiser Behema from Chutz La'aretz, but not to be makrivit, but just to be makdishit. That's the halacha. Our Mishnah that says that it applies in Chutz La'aretz is talking about lahakdish. You're makdish in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Akiva is saying, you're not makriv it though. That is the chiyuv according to the Gemara of Meiser Behema in Chutz La'aretz. Rashi says, the fourth line, in the fourth skinny line, Lav Kadosh, Bumasizer Zitani, Noig Likadish Ka'amar, very specific line, Hilchas HaKadosh. The Gemara, first the Gemara proves it, Dekanami, the Kanasavo Tamud of Havesim Shamash, Vamina. The Gemara says that the Pasuk that Rabbi Kiva brings is Vahavesim Shamash, to bring it, go all the way. Bring it to the base of Mikdash to be Hukrav. That's what it's excluded from. But you have to be Makdashit. So what's the point of being Makdashit if you're not going to be Makravit? Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, Me'akash Eino Karav Amai Kadosh. So why are you being Makdashit if it's not going to be Hukrav anyway? L'ne'achal b'mumo l'baylim. So that it is ne'achal, it can be ne'achal b'mumo. Rashi, ne'achal b'mumo, di'yamtin achiyumam ba'ochlan. Meiser Behema Bain Tam Bain Balmum de Bailamu. The Ashkan Kwad Elizabeth Lakawin, he says a mafurish. The Nafkamina is that it's a carbon, you have to wait till it gets a moment, then the Bailam can eat it. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah applies in Eretz Yisrael totally to be makravit, and it applies from Chutz La'aretz to be makdishit and not to be makravit. That is the chiv. Why would we want to do that? Because you want to have some type of, it's not the full mitzvah of Chutz La'aretz, but at least somewhat of a mitzvah, that's what we have. But again, Rashi says mefurish, like we mentioned with the chinuch before, Rovri showed him, Yisraelim, the Bailam eat it, it does not go to a Kohen. Period. There is an important discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch and mitzvah Shin Samach, right here, in our mitzvah of Meiser Behema. How do you define Chutz La'aretz and how do you define Eretz Yisrael? What has to happen? So the Minchas Chinuch first has two choices. Two choices. What does it depend on? Does it depend on birth? That's choice one. Where is the animal born? Or where do you do the selection? Those are the two choices. What is called Meiser Behema b'Chutz La'aretz? Says the Minchas Chinuch, Fa'ani misupak l'rebidas Rabbi Akiva. Ula hasmag halacha kamoso. According to Rabbi Akiva, who we just said, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is, if we try to fit Rabbi Akiva into the Mishnah, so you have to be makdashit. So italui hadavar beleda to behemos hanoladim b'chutz la'aretz ein hamaiser shalahem nikrav. Any animals born in Chutz La'aretz, you're not makriv them. Kemo bechar, denoah bechutz La'aretz ain't makriv. Like bechar, we're not makriv. O afshar, de tali hechi dechal ala kedusha. Or do you go by where the chalos kedusha is, where it went through the fence? U bechar de kedusha, so may rechem bechal ala kedusha bechutz La'aretz ain't on nikrav. O bechar, when it's born, gets its kedusha. Who adin b'meiser im nisaser b'chutz la'aretz ein makriven tebeis chalos hakdusha haya b'chutz la'aretz v'lo chal kdusha lahakriv. But let's say you have an animal born in Chutz La'aretz and then you brought it to Eretz Yisrael and then you did it there, so then it would be karav because that would be called behemas Eretz Yisrael according to the second side. Ve'no tali b'lei deklarak be'is chalos hakdusha. That is the Tut Stadim, the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. Do you go by Shas Leida, or do you go by Shas choosing? And then he says, what I really think is neither. I don't think you go by Shas Leida. I don't think you go by Shas Chalos Kedusha. You know what you go by? V'nirani is Daiti, Daloaz Lina Basar Leida, V'lo Basar Meiser. What do you go by? Well, look at the parallel. Dagon. What do you go by Dagon? By grain. So do you go by when the chov kicks in? When there is a chiyuv to be mafresh? When's the chiyuv by Meister Dagan? So you go by meruach, you go by when you make the kree, reisplaying a bias, whatever the chiyuv is that kicks in. That's why you have all these halachas in Mishnayis and Zerayim. If it's owned by a goy, a shas chiyuv, it's pater. If it's owned by hektish, it's pater. It has to be owned by you by shas chiyuv. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that's what I think you go by here. Shas chiyuv, chalos chiyuv. When is that? When the animal turns 8 days old. When the animal turns 8 days old, umiyom hashmini vahala yeiratza l'karbanisha l'Hashem, Pasuk and Parshas Emor, says the Minchas Chinuch, whenever the animal is the morning of day 8, so that's when, I assume the morning of day 8, big dilemmas, what about the night before? Is that Mechusar Zman or is that just Laila? But let's say the morning of day 8, says the Minchas Chinuch, that's what it goes by. Im Cain, Bemeiser, Dagon, Totali Achiev, Abtur, Beretti, Sorab, Chosol, Azlina, Basar, Makom, Shin, Eschaev, Vechulu, let me find the line, Vegam, Avru, Shmone, Vegam, Cain, Totali, Bezman, Achiev, Im Noldu, Bechutz, Laretz, Vegam, Avru, Shmone, Yamin, Bechutz, Laretz, Im Cain, Akvius, Lemeiser, Hayab, Ibtur, Parach, Mine, Achiev, The parak min ha'achiyev. Ach im nichnasu mechusrei zman le'eretz Yisrael. The animal was brought into Eretz Yisrael 3 days after it was born. Ube Eretz Yisrael nismalu hayamim haviluhu nikvu be'eretz Yisrael. The chiyev kicks in then. Af al pisha noldu b'chutz la'aretz chayavim. And the same is la'hefech. If it was born in Eretz Yisrael and it was brought out when it was 3 days old, it's going to be putter. You go by the shas chalos achiyev. That is what he said. At the end he says, kei nira li borer b'li pikpuk. Right, I think this is it. This is the answer. So many times my posek or a mafarish might say that when they're not 100% sure, but here he sounds very strong. Even though he starts off by saying, is it A or B? He says neither, it's C. But that's the Menchas Chinuch in Shin Samach Os Yud Ches. Os Yud Ches, Mitzvah 360. Those who follow the Mitzvah Shir, Baruch Hashem, today we did Mitzvah 230. If anybody wants to join the train, feel free. OU.org, the Mitzvah Shir. Okay, we continue there now. That was the Menchas Chinuch. Says the Gemara, two dots. Bifnei Abayis, Bishalom, Bifnei Abayis. The Mitzvah applies, Bifnei Abayis or not, but even not during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Ihach Yafilu Idnanami. So what about today? Why don't we do it today? Why aren't there Maisra Hamas running around today? Because we don't pass them through the fence. But the Gemara is asking, why not? We don't have Maisra today because we're not passing them through the fence. We're not declaring anything Maisra. But why not? So the Gemara says, Kid Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Gzeir Mishum Yasom. As Rav Huna says in a different context, which we're going to have later on, Be'ezrat Hashem, Huna says, for certain halachas, you're Gozer Mishum Yasom, because you're not worried. You're worried that you're going to do one without the mother. Right? You do one without a mother. And the halacha is that a baby whose mother dies in childbirth is putter for Maiser Behema. So you're worried that you might get confused and put an animal, which is putter, in the herd of 10. So therefore, we don't do it today. Says the Gemara, Ihachi mei kara nami lo. What's the difference between today and Bizman HaMikdash? You also should be confused. Well, what kind of safeguard? If you have a safeguard at one time, you have a safeguard another time. And if you don't have a safeguard, it's a problem. So Ihachi mei kara nami. So the Gemara answers, Ela efshar bahachraza. No. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you can make announcements. Make announcements. When the baby is born and the mother died, this animal is patur from Maaser Behema. Put it up on the list. So, Hanami, Efshar Bachraza. So to today. Again, what's the difference between Bizman HaMikdash and Abizman HaMikdash? So the Gemara gives the real answer. Ela Amar Rabbah, or Rabbah, Mipnet Mishum Takala. The problem is because you don't want a carbon walking around Bizman HaZeh. Because what, you're waiting for the mum? Bizman HaMikdash, there's no problem because you're going to be makrivit. But nowadays, the mitzvah still should apply, but you don't want a carbon walking around. You don't have a carbon walking around. So therefore, one does not. You don't want Beis HaMikdash items walking around. My brother just showed me, he was at my house for Shabbos, so he showed me that he's a dentist, so one of his patients gave him a present, this little wallet with a tefillat haderech inside. There's no thing to put in his car. Feels a derech, I forgot what else it is, but then there's something about there's a little coin inside, and the patient told him that, you know, Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash, you give this coin towards Machzor HaShekel, I don't remember what it was. So he showed it to me, I'm like, is that Hektish? Was she Machdish it already? I said that's big trouble. You don't want the Hektish money lying around. Or did she just say, oh, it's Chulin, but when this Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash, then anyway, scary. The Gemara says scary business. You don't want hektish karbonis floating around. So mishum takala. That's why we don't do it. Bizman hazeh. Do you make a gzera that abolishes a mitzvah? Do you make a gzera that abolishes a mitzvah? So the Taz writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that we won't make a gzera that will abolish a mitzvah totally. So, and that's why the Chazal were not gozer. Haki Yibol Shofar on Yontif, Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. Right? Forget Rosh Hashanah falling on a Shabbos, even on a weekday. No, the Taz says, because then you're knocking out the mitzvah forever. Knocking out the mitzvah forever. So, I think to answer that question, 2 points. Number one, one might say that, is this forever? This is only Bizman, there's no Mikdash. What? Shofar also would be punished. Bizman, but in the Beis HaMikdash, you'll blow the shofar. There's no worries about Shvus there, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, it'll be forever. Even Bizman HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. So it might be a different mitzvah. Number one, but at least in the in the Hamak Zeir Mishum Yasom, there are times that it seems like you can knock it out if you leave some time open. Like I just answered. For example, I saw somebody Achronim quote Rabbeinu Yonah related to this Gemara. And that which Rabbeinu Yonah, the first Daf in Brachas. We know the first Mishnah in Brachas says, that according to the Chachamim, you only have until Chatzos. Why? So the question is, according to the Chachamim, not the third Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, that, oh, really, you could say it the whole night. There is an opinion in Rabbeinu Yonah. What happens, according to the Chachamim, if somebody comes home after Chatzos? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, according to one opinion, on Aleph Amun Aleph, you don't say Kriya Shema. They destroyed the mitzvah before Chatzos. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, V'nira l'mor yarav, D'sfira l'rabbanan, Sh'afilu Kriya Shema atzma, Shimen HaTorah, Kol HaLaila, Eino kori osa acher chatzos. Sheicholim chachamim lepotro mi mitzvah sasei. Kolz man sheosa ke mishum siyag. O mishum kiyam ha mitzvah atzma. Tachi chazin and belulav. She mitzvah so minatoy. Yom rishon and they knocked it out. When it falls out on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa that year. So which solves the taz for the you'll have it the following year. But here Kriyishma after chatzos, you'll never have. According to the chachamim. So you say, oh, they didn't knock out the mitzvah because you have it before chatzos. But at least after Chatzos, you don't have it. So you can say, Bizman Azeh, you don't have it. Bizman Mikdash, you're going to have it. That's what I think you have to answer. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Umina Timra. Where do we see the Chayshinon L'Takala? Where do we see that you're always worried about Takala? I mean, it's logical. But is there any source that we know that you're worried for about Takala of Karbanos walking around? Titania, the Brisa says, Ein makdishin, vein ma'arichin, vein machrimin bizman hazeh. We don't give anything to the base of English bizman hazeh in any way. Makdishit, ma'arichit, erichin, which is Be'ez Hashem the next besechta on the horizon, and that is everybody has a certain erif to give. Machrimin, that's another vehicle. If you create a cherim, I want to be machrim my property. So that also is another form of giving it to the base of English. So you don't do that bizman hazeh. Because you're worried about takala. You don't want it lying around. V'im hikdish v'he'arich v'hechrim. And if you did, then you try to get rid of it quickly. Ha-behema te'aker. You uproot the animal. We'll see what that means. Peros ksus v'kelem yirkavu. You let fruit, clothing, or kelem rot. You put them away. Nobody gets near it. Mo'os v'klei matchus yolchem ha-melach. Money or metal, which won't rot, you throw to the sea. So you see, you don't want anything around. Vezeo ikur, what does it mean to be ma'aker the animal? No delos b'fanav yimeisa me'eleha. You just basically put it in a room and starve it and let it die. Right? Similar to a chatas mesa. Right? Yeah, this could cause tremendous takala, isurei me'ila to people, and therefore, you have to just get rid of it, right? That's ikur. Tosfos discusses on the bottom, b'bechor bizman hazeh lo avisharmin lemeved hachi. If somebody has a bechor bizman hazeh, we don't allow them to do this, to put it away, because delomi ba yisro v'chul. He says even if a kohen gets it, a fourth line of Tosfos, el afilu kiblo a kohen lo shorder the kohen lekotzel lekipa. Delo mishtali b'shum duchtel lemistriachi. He doesn't say that anywhere. So what's the difference? Why by Meiser, if somebody has a carbon walking around, or somebody has a, right, Makdish Marech, then we say it can be put into the room, while by Bechor it can't. V'yish l'chalik, the difference is, bein Bechor l'makdish b'zman hazeh, de Bechor de Shari b'nefilas mumpalopidia, a Bechor, where there's a chance by Bechor for you to do whatever you want with it. If the Bechor gets a mum kavua, it's yours. You can do whatever you want with it. You don't have to redeem it. So Ika has to catch him in my console keeper. Because there's a chance that it could be mutter automatically without your doing what you need to do, so that's why we don't let you do it. By other karbanis, you got to be posted anyway, which we can't do. So that's why there's a difference between Bechor and Meiser. Okay, that's what the Gemara says about Takala. That's how you know we're choshes to Takala because of this brisa. I hachi, says the Gemara, b'chor nami lo likdish. If it's true that we're right about Takala, so we shouldn't be makdish b'chor bizman hazeh. So the Gemara says, we don't really have a choice about b'chor. B'chor b'didon tal yemilsa. B'aparechem kadosh. So what do you mean, b'chor we shouldn't let? It's automatic. That's why we mentioned the Taz in the past. You don't make a bracha on Bechar Behemet Tahor because it's automatic. I don't do anything. Someone says, Hachigar, no, this is what I meant. Likninu l'udnayu lo'ovdei chachavim tzlo l'kdishmei kara. Why don't we try to prevent the Kedusha from occurring? Why aren't we makne the ear of the animal, of the mother, to the guy, so that it doesn't get Kadosh? Which we, Lamaisa, do bisman hazeh. We do. At the Gemara's time, they didn't do it. Well, we'll see. So why didn't they do it? Because Efshar Kedem Rabbi Yehuda. No, the answer is because there's a different choice. There's a different possibility. See, Tosfos on top says that we do it to bisman hazeh. We don't pass it like we don't follow the following choice. But Efshar Kedem Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Mutzer Lo Adam Lahatel Mum Bibachar Kodem Shiyasal Avir HaOlam. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, if the Kedusha Bechar starts at birth, so if you're able to put a mum in it before birth, so that'll solve the problem. So that's why we don't have to be mocking it to a guy, Bizmana Gabarka, there's another choice. So the Gemara says, one second, Hachanami, Efshar the Shadim Mubim Meikara. So my Meister too. By Meister too. Why do we have to say forget the whole Meister ceremony, put a mum in the animal beforehand, and then send it through the gate? So the Gemara says, one second. Why would that be better, by the way? Why would that be better than what we do? So Rashi explains, this is better because it's still nechshav, in these cases, right? Vaha adifa, mean the mehach on top, right? It's in the parsha of kachim. We'd rather have it in the parsha of kachim than totally mufka. So says the Gemara, so why don't we give it a mum and then put it through? So the Gemara says, miyada heinafich. Well, we don't know which one's gonna go out. So Gemara says, okay, so plant it. V'chitema demafik leberesha sara. Make the one that you gave a mum to be the 10th one. Lo yavakir bin tolera amarachmana. You're not allowed to choose and choose the order. So therefore, this is not a possibility. And we say that the only other possibility is not putting it through at all. V'chitema efshar deshadi beimuma bekule edre. Maybe you could just put a mum in every animal. So Gemara says, you don't want to do that. Look at this amazing line. Why? Mehera yibana beis hamigdash ubi'inan behema lahakrava v'leka. Maybe Mashiach is going to come tomorrow. And then all your animals are going to have mumin. We don't want that. So that's why forevermore we cannot have this. So Gemara said, we'll come back to that. Let's finish first. So Achanami, one second. Bibachar behema tahor mehera yibana beis hamigdash ubi'inan behema lahakrava v'leka. Why do you only say by the meister you're worried, but not by Bechar? Gemara says Bechar is a much smaller population. Efshar b'pshutin. There are plenty of other animals. So Gemara says, Hachanami Efshar b'lekuchin. What do you mean? All bought animals are pater from Meister Behema. We're going to see that also. So there are also going to be some. The Gemara says, oh, come on, you can't compare. Kivan de'ihu shadi be'muma b'kuli edre. If each person puts mumin in their entire herd, v'shchichi mume de'psili b'kachim, and regular run-of-the-mill mumin are also common. Da'afilu doken sheba'ayinami pasli. Because even little eye mumin are problematic. Lo shchichi. So it's not so common. There's so much, if you put it on all your herd, and you're going to do it and you take into account regular mumin, there's going to be very, very small number of animals left. Bechor! That's very small, minute part of the population. So therefore, we're not worried about that.
I should just sense that the mocher also has to
put it. The mocher would also have to. Maybe it was before he was maaser. Before he was maaser, you'll find some that are lukuchin. Okay, obviously the mussar from this Gemara is that forevermore, for thousands of years, we have a halacha based on Mehira Yibana based on Migdash. Right? You find this in a few places. You find this in Maseches Tainis. There's a sheet in the Tanaim that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine bisman hazeh. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like Ram, not like Rebbe. But the... says the, maybe like Rav, I forgot who says what, but the Gemara there says, any kohen who knows his mishmar, bizman hazeh, which nobody knows, then fine, he can drink. But if you don't, asur lishtos yayin. You can't drink wine the whole week. And if you don't know anything, the whole year. Because maybe Harry Bar Hebe Semik, that's what you're all going to be shasu yayin. So therefore, there's at least a deya in Tainus Yuzayinim and Aleph that says Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine, all based on Mehera Yibana based on Mikdash. Right Chadash. At least is you're worried about the year. Right Chadash, you can't eat Chadash until the following day on the third day of Pesach because maybe you get mixed up with the following year. But here it's talking about that day. You are Mashiach is going to come today. So therefore, it is that's the Musar. Right? Whenever we quote this, it's good to remember the words of the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim points out that at the end of Parshas Baaloscha, it says that Hashem appeared to Aaron and Miriam after they told Lashon Hara about Moshe, Pitom. Pitom, suddenly. Suddenly. They were shocked. They couldn't. They weren't prepared for it. Mashiach's also described as pitom, says the Chavetz Chaim. This is in the Perek Yud Beis of Ma'amar Torah Or. The Chavetz Chaim put together the Asifas Zakenim on Kachim, all the Mesechtas. We haven't really used it there. There was on Bechoros, that's on Kachim and others. We use it more in Zvachim and Menachos. But he says there, in his Agdam, where he talks all about the importance of learning Kachim and yearning for the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, if you look at the end of Baloscha, Pitom, Va'akavana, Shalafichach, Niglalim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pitom, Shemizeh Yavinu, Shetzadak Moshe, Shepirish Mene Isha. He did it to teach them a lesson. I come suddenly to Moshe. You're screaming, oh, water, water, we have to be Matar ourselves to speak to God. That's exactly why Moshe was Pirish Ben Aisha. Because I come to him, Pitom. And then he says, Malachi Perikimol, Upitom Yavo El Hechaloha Adon Asher Atem Mevakshim. Vekivan Shaha Yeshua, Behi Galos Kvodo Yisbarach Tia Pitom, Lo Yia Azman Lohachinats Mam Lavoda. Ve Asher Halimud Hulo Lishah Vishtayim, Kiyim Lakamashanim. You want to learn Seder Kachim in a day, in a week? Years. The limud halachas hilchas avoda la'alavim gamkein ha'yinitzah chamishanim kim mevorbim sechas chulin over pal lakonim shizorach leida kol inyoni ha'kodesh v'amikdash imkein tzorach lahakan atzma mikodem kasher bo yavo pitom niyem muchanim la'avodaso yisbarach. And there's a lot more discussed here, obviously. He says, Eliyahu Navi's not going to tell us the vada halachas. He's going to tell us the Sveikas, Tishvi Ataris Kushis Vabayus. He's not going to tell us the Halacha. He'll say, look it up at the Rambam. Right? So therefore, we have to make sure we know all of the Vadais. We just have the suffixes that we don't know. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Two dots. Bechulin Avolo B'Makdashin. Chulin, oh, just one other Ara. I saw some Achronim, the Achiezer, that say that, why did the Gemara suggest that let a Goy put a Mum in these animals? It must be that's also us, Daraisa. We said, let's say putting a matal mum in an animal might be a result-oriented avera, which might include even an akum. That might be Daraisa. That's why the Gemara doesn't even suggest that as one of the possibilities. Okay, but chulin avalobim magdashin. The mitzvah of meiser only applies to chulin animals. If you have a hektish karbon, then it's not chayv and meiser. So mukdashim shita lavdi deinenu. That's the havamina. A hektish animal is not yours. Of course, you know it's not chayiv and meiser. No, bikachim kalim v'aliva derbi yosei glili. There is one type of karban that is yours. Kachim kalim akon derbi yosei glili. To Omar, who says kachim kalim amon bailam heim. Derbi yosei glili says that kachim kalim shlamim toda. All of these others are considered halachically yours. Where does he say that? Titania umoala moal bashem. Larabas kachim kalim shimamon bailam. Derbi yosei glili. What's the context? The context is shvuas hapikadon. The end of Parshas Vayikra, the Torah describes that if I swear about not having something of yours, and it's a lie, you gave me something to watch, and I swear you didn't. I found something of yours. I stole something of yours. Whatever it is, I swear about it, so then I'm chayiv a shvua, so I'm chayiv an asham gezelos, carbon asham. Asham and a chomesh. So the halach is, that only applies if it's his money, if it's personal hedyot money. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, even if I'm watching somebody shlamim, you're chayiv, shvua sepikadon. So that shows, because he holds, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that kachikalim is mamon bailim. So according to him, saka dadechli asru, kamash malan. You might have thought that according to him, then you have to be ma'asr them because they're considered yours. Kamash malan, you don't have to. Says the Gemara Ve'ema Hakinami, who says, maybe you do have to. So the Gemara says, "No yihye kodesh amar achmana v'lo shekfar kadosh." No, it only is meiser is only chal when it's the only thing that's making it kadosh. Yihye kadosh, something that's already kadosh is not chayiv. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Taima de kasev rachmana yihye kadosh halav hachi havamina chayla kadushas meiser elavayu. What? The only reason is because there's a pasuk, but misvara it would work. How would it work anyway? How would meiser be chal on a karban? Hashta kedusha chamura, a kedusha kala lo chayla. We know even a more serious kedusha is not chal on a more kal kedusha. Kedusha kala mi boy. So meiser is not going to be chal on any carbon. So we need a pasuk to exclude it. Mahi, where do you see that? That even a kedusha chamura is not chal on kedusha kala. Titzan. The Mishnah says, Echad kachay mizbeach. The echad kachay betek habayis a mishanin osam mikedusha lo kedusha. You cannot change their kedusha. if it is Petach Habayis to Mizbeach, vice versa. Avo Makdishin Oso Hektish Ilui. The only thing you're allowed to do is to be Makdishin Hektish Ilui. What does that mean? Rashi explains that when I go to the Beis Hamikdash with a karban, I could choose which Kohen to give it to. I have to give it to the Kohen, one of the Kohanim that's in that Mishmar, but I could choose which Kohen. Let's say I have a good friend back at home, and my good friend, the Yisrael, has a grandson who's a Kohen. His daughter married a Kohen, and now his grandson's a Kohen, and he really wants me to give the karban to this, his grandson, because after all, the certain karbanis, the Kohanim get the hide. They want the skin. So he's ready to pay me for the Tovas Hanah to give it to that Kohen. The Kohen can't pay, that's an issue, that's Misayev Beis Agranos. But the grandfather, who's the Yisrael, he wants his grandson to have it. So that amount, a person can be makdish, that Tovas Hanah amount. That he could add on. He could say, this carbon I have, I want to be makdish, the Tovas Hanah. That's the Ilui. That's the amount, value that you're allowed to be makdish. That's what it means. Makdish is a hektish Ilui, umachrimin also, and you're allowed to be machrimin. So question mark, so you see from there that hektish on hektish is not going to work anyway. So what do you need a pasuk for to exclude that Meiser is not going to be chal on a karban? Of course it won't. There's no echitimsi that it would. So the Gemara answers no. Ma'u detema hasam dechol behema wavla ola kaima. Fascinating line coming up. You might have said, in general, if you have a karban and then you want Meiser to be chal on it, so then that's not going to work because the karban's a full karban already. Avo hacha dechol behema. That's where you have, that's why by other karbanos, by Kedusha, the first Kedusha is fully on the animal, so you can't be Makdish in more, either direction. But Aval Hacha, Dekol Behema, Lemaiser Kaima, when all animals, when they are born, they have a certain inherent Netiyah towards Meiser. There's nothing naturally, when an animal is born, you can already see its future that this is going to be a carbon chatas. No, there's no reason to think that. It could just as well be shechted in a regular butcher. The regular shop. But Bechor, every animal is in the Parsha of Bechor. Right, you have to send it through the fence. So every animal already has a natural, every animal has a natural natiya towards Meiser. And therefore, it could be that every animal always leaves open enough room, even after it's Chukdash, for Meiser to be chal on it. That's what I would have thought. Because every animal has this natural connection towards Meiser. Avohacha to call behema lemeiser kaima. Afagav de aktisha lo paka isura de meiser mina. You would have thought it's not paka, and therefore it could have been chal, kamash malan, it is not chal. That's why you need the pasuk to say that Meiser cannot be chal on hektish. Labai nafgamina, what difference would it make for Meiser to be chal on the carbon anyway? It's already a carbon. The answer is no. Below you go, below you macher. Right, you might have said there's a special Isser that only applies to Meiser, and that is an Isser of redeeming it and selling it. Kamash Malan, that does not apply. Meiser is not Chal. This Bryce that we just quoted spoke about you can't switch Kedushos. You can't make Betek HaBayis into Mizbeach, and Mizbeach into Betek HaBayis. This was one Shita. If you look in the Rambam says it only in one direction. We've mentioned this before. The Rambam says that if you have Bedek HaBayis, you cannot make it into Kedusha Saguf. But if you have Kedusha Saguf, you can be Makdash Bedek HaBayis, and then you have to be Makdash of the Karban, and then give that the money, you have to give that to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, that was Ein Hektish Mizbeach V'lo Achirim Chal Al Kachi Bedek HaBayis. But the opposite does. Why? The Rambam has this great Lashon in Vav Ches of Erechin, She'ein Ad HaMakdash Davar She'ein HaShalom. Can't be makdish something that's not yours. We use this Rambam whenever we speak about the Reb Chaim that talks about the difference between Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Betek HaBayis. Kachim Mizbeach are really yours, even though they have inherent Kedusha. Mashein Kachim Betek HaBayis, we're not going to get back into that now, but that's the Rambam which relates to this topic. Okay, finishing up. V'noeg babakar uvatzon ve'in ma'asim yizel zeh b'kfasim uva'izim v'chulu. So, the Gemara says, Chadash and Yashan are not ma'aser with each other. One second. V'yu Chadash v'yashan mitzvah asu mizel zeh b'kal v'chomer. Maybe you should say a kal v'chomer that they should be able to be ma'aser. Uma kvasim v'izim shem kilayim zeh b'zeh mis'asri mizel zeh kvasim and izim, goats and sheep, they're kilayim with each other and yet they're one for Meiser, Chadash V'yashan, She'enim Kelayim Zebazeh, Eino Din She'yisasu Mizelzeh. They surely should be able to be Maser together. Tamalomar, Aser Ta'aser, B'shtei Meisres HaKasim Medaber, two different Meisres, Echad Meiser Behema, Echad Meiser Dagon. We compare the two Meisres of Behema and Dagon. Umakish Meiser Behema, Meiser Dagon. In what way? Ma Meiser Dagon, Michalash Alayashan, Lo, Av Meiser Behema, Michalash Alayashan, Lo. Tumas and Meisres have to be given only on each year. Depending, once we define the year, when it blossomed, when it grew, so that's when you have, so we compare Meiser Behema to Meiser Dagon. Says the Gemara, okay, Ihachi Kvasim Izim Nami. So why don't you say the same Hekish by Kvasim and Izim? Lema, Makish Meiser Behema, Meiser Dagon. Ma Meiser Dagon, Mimin Al She'eno Mino Lo, Av Meiser Behema, Mimin Al She'eno Mino Lo. So why do you say Kvasim and Izim work? If you say the comparison, go the whole way. Say you cannot give Meiser and Kvasim and Izim together. Answer, Rabbi Rachmana Tzon. No, Tzon, that word includes all Tzon. Kvasim and Izim are all included in Tzon. Iyachi Chadash V'yashanami. So old and new should be included in Tzon. No, Haksiv Aser to Aser. It says, it compares them. Umareisa. The Gemara says, why do you compare it regarding Kvasim and Izim? Why do you compare it regarding Chadash and Yashan and not by Kvasim and Izim? So Amar Rava, Amar Kra Shana Shana. L'shana hikshesiv v'lo l'davar acher. No, I only compare it for its years. Meaning last year's and this year's, Chadash and Yasham, I compare it in that way that you cannot do one on the other, but I don't compare it in on the other ways, meaning it's a limited hekish. Limited hekish, and that's what you learn out from the word shana shana, you limit the hekish in that way.
Yes,
Aser to Aser. Well, we know Aser to Aser has a lot of different drushes. Aser Bishvil Shetit Aser and others. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Tanan Hassam, and Hashem, we will continue with Nun Hei, Beth Hashem, on Sunday.